So if you remember last week, we were here for All Saints Day. And we talked about becoming like the stained glass, letting the light of Christ shine through us so that we can be a light to the world. And we sang in this opening song about Christ being our light. We sang in the responsorial psalm about the Lord is my light and my salvation. It's a constant theme in our lives as disciples of Jesus that Christ becomes our light, that he becomes our motivator. He becomes what gives us life. What St. Paul said in the first reading, that gives us joy. So we have to always ask ourselves, it's a good way to kind of test ourselves. What do I look for to bring me joy? What do I allow to be my motivator, to inspire me? Am I always looking to Christ? This past Sunday at Mass, the gospel was Jesus' the two great commandments, to love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So God has to be first in our life. And so he's saying the same thing in the gospel today, that unless you love me, Jesus says, love Jesus more than everything else in the world, you can't be his disciple. Unless you're willing to carry your cross, you can't be his disciple. So what does that mean to carry your cross? Ultimately, he was referring to the fact that he went to Calvary, that he died for our sake. He died to save us. So when Christ calls us to carry our cross, that's the image we need to have in mind. Now, I can pretty much guarantee that most of us, or probably none of us, will experience that same way to die. But it's within our hearts. And those are these words that St. Paul was talking about, very important, especially for us as students. He says, my beloved, obedient as you have always been. So how do you carry your cross? Which means, how do you put away your own desires and live for Jesus? Is that you're obedient. So how obedient are you to your parents, to your teachers, to the church? How obedient are you? That can be our first way to examine, to test ourselves. And it's more than just doing what you're told. When we allow the light of Christ to be our guide, we want to do the same things that our parents ask us to do. We want to do the same things that our teachers ask us to do. We don't do it, as he says, the next couple of words to look at are, do everything without grumbling. How often do you grumble when your parents ask you to do something? How often do you grumble when your teachers ask you to do something? See, these are the ways when we read the scriptures that were written 2,000 years ago. How do we apply them to our life today? How do we let these words of God become the light in my heart? So I ask myself, am I being obedient? And do I grumble and question? St. Paul was writing this letter, and he was in prison. He was arrested because he was a disciple of Jesus. But he's still talking about being full of joy. I can imagine he did not want to be in prison. It wasn't his goal in life to go to jail. But he was willing to suffer because he loved Jesus so much. Because the Lord was the light of his life. And again, I hope none of you ever go to jail, especially for something other than being a Christian. Hopefully you never break a law that makes you go to jail. But just imagine the isolation and the pain and the loneliness, how bad it must have been to be in jail. But he was still able to say he was rejoicing because he was doing God's will. He was being obedient. So maybe you don't go to jail, but maybe you have a lot of homework to do. Maybe you have a lot of chores to do. Maybe you got to babysit and look after your younger siblings. It can kind of feel like you're in prison because you can't do what you want to do. But as disciples of Jesus, as faithful sons and daughters of God who loves us so much, that we're willing to go through these painful experiences because we know that there's nothing more important in our life than saying yes to Jesus in every day. Like one day, I realized Jesus called me to be a priest. So I had to say yes to that call in my life. But I had to practice that big yes by saying little yeses every day, by being obedient to Jesus every day. So you're preparing yourself for whatever God's asking you to do later on in life. Either you're training yourself to say yes to Jesus, or you're training yourself to say no to Jesus. So look at it in that way. When maybe your parents are being a little more harsh than you want them to be, or your teacher's a little more demanding than you wish they would be, you're training yourself to say yes to Jesus because He asks of you everything. And so the Psalm 27, the one we have for the responsorial psalm, is a beautiful prayer. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? And then he goes on to say, the one thing I ask is to dwell in God's house forever. So maybe that can be your intention for Mass today. That as the priest, makes the offering, that you make an offering of your life. That you ask for that grace to desire to be in God's house forever. So that the Lord truly will be the light of your life, and He truly will be your salvation. Amen.